the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Again, if you're a new listener to the show, the FOF line, we do it on Fridays.
Yep.
It is where we have a voicemail set up that you can call any time of day. Even right now, the phone won't ring in here.
No,
nope. It's in the office.
Pull back the curtain for a minute. Yeah, it's actually the FOF line phone is not even in this room.
Can I pull back the curtains even more? She said.
What are the curtains made of?
The actual extension.
Because I'm vegetarian.
There's no phone.
There's no phone. What?
Yeah, there's no phone anymore.
Your phone's been confiscated.
They took it.
Confiscated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So now it's just a voicemail in the void. Chris Evans took it.
Wow. So it's like a...
It was on his list.
It's like one of those AIs. I tell you what, though. I hate people are losing their jobs about, like, when you get a website and you, like, your order hasn't been picked up or received or whatever, and you, like, go on there and... If you had to wait on them to connect with somebody over in India or whatever, it would take a little bit of
minute. Yeah, there's nobody.
But the
to
computer's
call.
Telling me the correct answer. And I'm like, God, I hate that the jobs are being gone, but speeding it up a little bit.
Can I verify some information from you very quick, please?
You can tell they're typing with one finger or one hand, maybe one finger. I don't know. Maybe there was an accident. So the number to call for that hotline that we just talked about, that's not even a real phone. Is 864-241-4318. You call it when you're mad, upset, pissed off, ticked off, TO'd, PO'd.
You know, I got to play it for you because it's by popular request. Every time you do the FOF, the gospel.
Oh, yeah.
864-241-4318.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 864-241-4318. Woo! Yeah. I got to get name and numbers for those ladies from Dan because I could see a business where they sing people's phone numbers.
And I love the tambourine.
Imagine if, say, yo, what's up, girl?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, girl? Can I get that phone number?
Oh, hang on a second. I got cute.
Oh, you want my phone number? Hold
yeah,
on a minute.
Yeah,
let me play it for you. Here's my phone number. Hold on, boy. Let me get it. Hold on.
Hold on.
Let me get
I'm worth up. Waiting on, boy. 864-241-4318.
I thought we had a different number, too.
There's an option where they can go, ooh, no.
Baby.
Matter of fact, if we could put that up as an MP3 or whatever the lingo would be these days. Save that, the little jingle, and then when people ask you for your phone number, like ladies and some scumbag ask you for a plate, give that to them.
I should do that.
Oh, yes, please. We could love to get a lot of calls that way.
Hey, this is Billy.
Hi, baby.
I met you down there at the Soap and Poke the other night.
I thought we was going to get laid, man. What the hell?
No man ever says that.
Then you give me this phone number, and as a dude, I answered the phone, man. What the hell?
Sup, bae.
I mean, I saw
two dudes talking too.
There's two dudes and one's
like,
yeah, that ain't for me. That ain't my kind of party, man. What the hell? I saw part of your boobs at the bar, man. I thought for sure we was gonna hook up, man. What the hell?
It's a skin tag. It wasn't my boobs.
God almighty.
Ew.
Oh, you talk about Paige's horniness coming through the radio.
She's beaming today. Oh, yeah.
Well, the other day it did for sure. Because you got this hornball to call you for being a hornball.
Oh.
You got to tell Paige to be careful there saying, Daddy, I had something hit the steering wheel and was ramming off the road. I didn't think it was strong enough to take control of the wheel like that, but apparently that little has got some strength to him.
Now, you said, you kept saying Daddy that day like you wouldn't stop.
Daddy.
God, you're going to have him gooning all over the road now.
Spank me, Daddy.
Yeet.
He said, let him cook. See how easily she did that?
See, here's the thing, though. People ask this all the time. Here's the thing. I've known Paige since 2000.
Goodness, yeah.
I've known you for going on 27 years. I think of this woman. This is why we've had hugs and me giving her away at her wedding. We've had moments where she's made me cry by being so mean to me over the years. Yeah. Now,
yep.
True.
I call her a bitch. She calls me an a-hole. Yep. But at the end of the day, I still love her to death, and I hope she feels the same. But when she talks like that, that's like you, me. That's like hearing your sister talk dirty. It don't do it for me. No, it ain't done it. You into some weird fetish?
It's not.
Thank God you didn't have a sister. Did you have a sister?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Unless
I ate her in the womb. You know how twins eat each other.
Gross. That sounded
never.
I didn't say
that
it
sound
that way.
That sounded God. Real bad.
I'm gonna throw up in my mouth.
I did not mean it to sound like that, or did I?
Gross.
I'd rather you do that and throw up in your pants, Paige.
Yeah, I didn't mean it to sound.
Daddy.
Like
that. Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy. Play dad.
All right, let's play at least one more.
Spank my ass, Dad. I know. Here's a. do you know if Stone Man's here today? I should ask that first.
I'm gonna say, probably not.
I'm
no.
not sure.
Okay, well, no. This is for him. Pause.
Wait,
God dang.
Dead air?
I'd like to give a big old you to Stone Man. Motherfucker, I call in songs. You never play them. You say we'll play them right after this. You never play them. You're just an ass wanting to play the f***ing zoo. No one likes to hear the f***ing zoo. Nobody. Off, Stone Man.
By the way, stay off of Stone Man. Today is a big day for him. It's the 6-month anniversary of his promo that plays announcing he's now on our radio station.
Oh,
I don't know if you've heard. No holds Stony. Barred, no back talk, no nonsense.
I got to remind the people who's in the afternoons.
Yeah. I don't.
The Stone Man.
I don't miss those days. Of like when I first started, I worked midnight to 6 a.m. And that's, I worked in bits, but I, you know, played songs obviously too, and when people call in request songs, like you'd keep a log, you'd write down. But if I just played Thunderkiss 65 45 minutes ago, I can't play freaking Living Dead Girl in the next 15. Like you gotta rotate them in and out. I get it.
Yep, you can't do it, man. You gotta spread them.
Right.
Remember that when I had to wake you up.
Thank God you did.
Did you fall asleep on the board,
Paige? You know where she lives? We were still at Stone Avenue then. She got there
I
in
was flying
4 minutes
work.
Because she
flying.
Woke up to dead air.
That's how I don't believe it. But she said she was there in 4 minutes and flying to work.
Well, okay, so according to her story, it was 4 minutes. And knowing where she lives, because she heard dead air. The engineer was supposed to get a beep on his pager back then.
Yep.
Didn't go off. So she walks in. She thought I was dead for a minute because I was face down on the board. I was asleep.
God.
Ass up.
Yeah, that's when I worked a job during the day, sleep a little bit, and then worked midnight at 6 doing that.
Did I remember a couple years ago, there was a huge commotion. 3 people running down, I mean sprinting down the hall. It's like, what the hell's going on? Somebody screams, we're off the air. I'm like, oh, my God. You got to run for that?
Oh, man.
Guess what? You're still going to be off when you get there, so you might as well enjoy the trip.
That's like, is somebody going to dive this way over the board to hit it like freaking MacGyver or something?
I remember like...
MacGruber.
The other guy that was over on Rock 101, we were in the other building on Stone Avenue, he liked to play jokes on me. And I couldn't find him in the studio for the longest time. I'm like, we're still on the air, but is he okay? So he went and he laid down... Remember how?
Oh, that's the guy that hates my guts.
In the front,
to this day.
The front door where there's like that hallway before you get to the door. He laid down, and I was looking for him because his song was coming to an end. And I walk past it, and he jumps up, and I scream because he liked to play jokes on me.
He's one of those guys.
B1 Trav Nasty.
Yes.
I just wanted to say, listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
And then I listened to the rest of the thing, and quite frankly, ain't that man didn't know that people in Portugal spoke Portuguese and it's not the same as Spanish, man. What the I mean, come on, brother. Yo habla espanol. Orale, verga. You gotta roll the R's, baby. Hey, Matt Man again. They speak Portuguese in Portugal, quite frankly. You're pretty stupid if you don't know that. But have a good day, guys. Paige, you're beautiful. Quite frankly, you're the beautifulest lady I've ever seen. Goodbye.
Okay, I own that. I owned it when I said it. I did. It was new to me. The only thing I knew about Portuguese was that my mom had to learn a little bit of it when she went to Rio de Janeiro. Ooh,
movie day tacos.
I can roll R's.
Not supposed to. It's around the corner.
Well, not down a hill. But not without their parents' permission. Because should you roll some R's?
Yeah, go ahead. He's cool.
Wow.
He's already cross-eyed. It won't hurt him.
It's okay, because I thought Boston was a state.
Yeah, like, so hey, so people in Brazil, did they immigrate there from Portugal and start preaching?
I think they got in the water.
Like, think to my brain here. People in Mexico speak Spanish, but so do people in Spain.
It's just different.
But yet in America, Spanish. We speak English. But over across the Big Drip and over in Europe, they speak English too.
Puerto Rico. They also speak Spanish.
Yes.
I should say Puerto. I don't want to say it like Dale Jr. says Daniel Suarez. Puerto Rico.
Daniel Suarez. Yeah, Puerto. But see, that's another thing too. And I get it. People that are from Puerto Rico, they get very mad when you think that they're Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very, very.
They don't like each other.
No.
It's like the Japanese and the Creoles don't like each other.
Yes. I was like, wow, man. You know.
Looper's the only Korean I can look at and tell he's not Japanese.
You know what?
Everybody else.
Looper should make that in his bio on Instagram. He should.
Very interesting.
All right, we're going to break?
Yeah, we'll take a break.
We're going to break and come back. What might we hear since we got the heat out of the way? We still got to hear the one guy who's mad about the guy who quit on him.
Yeah, we got we got a call from somebody who wants to prank Paige, but it might be going a little bit too far.
Paige. Oh, you give me a boner. Oh, Paige, you're so beautiful.
I'm not.
Matt, you're stupid.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Lord have mercy.
You know what? It was out of my head, and she was over here playing probably Sound Machine. I can't remember which one. And I'm like, now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm thinking about old Gloria.
I'd rather hear the back bar from Miami Subs perform.
Miami Subs, like, man, this must be where our cokeheads come to eat sandwiches because it looks cool.
What Disney movie is this?
Oh, God, the one where they have the penis in the castle, I believe.
I can't do this.
Other white women are doing that right now, too.
New rule, either we're on video or...
Well, she's doing snake arms.
I will sit here blindfolded because Paige is like doing the Macarena and she's doing that thing.
Whatever
that like
snake arms is.
Greek belly dancers do.
Do you know she belly dances like she's got all the stuff?
It's like twerking with your tummy.
Like this.
Yeah, she has all the scarves and the little chingity changities on your fingers.
Yeah, little finger cymbals and
finger tambourines.
What have you. And I don't know what this is, snake arms, but she's doing it.
She's doing that thing where you like twisted your arms together and do like that.
Yep.
It's another thing I couldn't do in my youth and finally mastered in my 20s.
It's easy.
She's doing the tongue in cheek too with the, you know.
Yeah. And now she's dabbing. What are you doing?
Why are you dabbing?
864-241-4318. That is the FOF line.
Thank you.
You know, again, if you're not distracting me with your hip dancing, your you're interrupting me while I'm telling the phone numbers. Now he's doing it with the sound machine.
Good mood. I'm
with
sorry.
The sound machine.
How are you going to absolve this this passion? Are you going on? You got a date tonight?
No. I might do some belly dancing.
You answered that too fast. So you do have a date. No. He's not going
to
tell us.
Is it a blind date? Because if so, you'll have to drive.
Oh, Lord.
No, Don not. Rickles, everyone.
No dates.
You know, I'm not the only guy that's got a song stuck in his head. So does this dude.
Uh-oh.
And I got good news for him. I have the song.
Paige, give out the number in a very erotic way.
864-241-4318. 1-8.
I thought you forgot it.
It's like she's gonna
You're
give
us. You're looking at me like you didn't like it.
Tell your owner to charge your battery overnight.
Oh, Nuggets, y'all know what time it is. I was not ready for it. Damn, and knocking at the door, you gonna open it? And who is it? It's you, your damn girl, and your Johnson. Every time I gotta remember this song. It's been 3 years. 3 years. This song just randomly pops. You, your girl, and your Johnson. I need you to play it for me now.
You remember the song he's talking about?
I have no clue.
Well, you'll know it as soon as you hear it. It was for Johnson Boat Motors from back in the day.
From BDA.
They had a catchy little campaign. I didn't know it was 3 years ago since we played it, though. I mean, he's really good with his days.
But you play it?
Oh, I got it.
Okay. You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You, you're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
I think that's young Bill Brooks tagging that at the end.
That's hot.
Johnson.
Yeah, I forgot about the part about the kids. You, your kids, and your Johnson.
No purchase necessary.
Speaking of Johnsons, there's a lot of people driving like a Johnson right now. There's a wreck everywhere.
And stay off mine. Come here, let me hit you.
That's good. I forgot about that.
I forgot about it until he called, and I'm like, oh, yeah, let me listen to it.
You know what's weird is if you're somewhere, you're doing something, there's no music around you, there's no TV, nothing, and then a song just pops into your head. Like, yeah. Where does that come from? Is that like your brain is decompressing and just like a random memory pops up? Because it's weird how you'll just all of a sudden start singing a song. It's like he's saying from years ago.
Or saying stuff we used to say. Random sayings that will pop up that you haven't said in years that you forgot about.
That's what she said.
Yeah, like stuff like that will just pop up and you're like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Why did we stop saying that? Well, because we found something else to replace it.
Oh.
That's why we stopped. Mm-hmm. I wish I could give you an example, but I can't think of one right now.
Like from this show?
Yeah, stuff we'd say off the air or, you know, like my job box or whatever.
Jizzy Pickle?
Yeah, that.
Oh,
or,
God, that's old.
You like the cash, don't you? Stuff like that.
But you got plans for it.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
That's not the best one. I got the best one for you right here. Let me turn around.
Oh, I know what this is.
You don't know what it is.
Middle school kids.
Do you know what it is? God dang it.
So that's what you get.
Technology.
We also used to make fun of other people. Hey, watch this. And then a commercial play.
All right, buddy.
Okay. That right there is 22 years old. Probably the oldest clip we still have access to.
All right, better.
One of the first giveaways we ever did, like cash.
Just say brother.
I was going to say buddy and brother, and yeah, it turned into better.
Butter.
Yeah, it turned into all right, butter.
All right, better.
All right, better.
All right, better.
All right, butter.
Crazy.
Oh, Lord.
When we got hacked, they didn't want that one. They left that piece intact.
You can have this one. We don't want this one.
I don't even know what he says.
What does he say? Can I call him a peck of wood? I guess you can. He is white.
Now you're going to get Joe from Portuguese call in and get mad at you.
Portuguese.
Look at me feeding it. 864-241-4318.
This guy called last FOF talking about his coworker, Mary. So he wants to give an update on her, plus some other stuff that we've been up to he wants to comment on.
I appreciate the updates from these people.
I do too.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the guy that called a couple FOFs ago about my coworker, Mary. So I have to work next to it. You want to beat yourself in the head? Well, thank goodness. My problems might be coming to an end, so thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as I send this profanity-laced tirade that could be played on the radio. But just forgive me, Lord, but thank you, Lord, at the same time. And I hate that her name's Mary, because that's just such a beautiful name, you know, Matt Man.
Thank
but,
you, sir.
Unfortunately. And if you think about trying some shit in the next few weeks, Mary, don't worry, I'm bringing my crossbow just in case hits the fan. And by the way, data centers and that guy that was calling and bitching about Chattanooga. I mean, I'm from South Carolina, but I love Chattanooga. It's a great place to visit. It's big, real big. But yeah, that guy was talking about his kid taking a shit in the toilet. Because, I mean, unless the kid's like, you know, 12 or something, if he's like 4 or 5, I mean, I don't know. Just talk to him. Don't like fuss out a radio station over some stupid shit, quite literally. But yeah, Mary, you bitch.
Wow.
Big,
do you remember what it was that she does that, that drives him so crazy?
He said that, you know, she'll talk a lot, but he thinks she was bipolar and she would, like, just start punching herself in the head. That's what he said.
That would be annoying.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Please
that's
don't do that, fat boy.
I don't know. What, is that a tick when people hit themselves?
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
You know,
Whitey,
she's over here punching herself in the head.
She is working so, what is the word for that? Method? Yeah. Is that the word?
I guess.
Like
method slash horny.
Yeah, like in a minute, she's going to have one of those. Like, remember how when Fred Flintstone get hit on the head when a big old little mountain would pop up out of his head? She's going to have one in a minute.
You know, like,
well, she must have punched herself in the chest real hard and early.
She's going to say, oh, Mark, I fell down the steps.
It took a spill.
Hold on, I didn't mean that that way. I didn't mean that that way.
That's how I took it.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Well.
Okay, you didn't take it that way, so never mind.
I didn't understand.
Okay, good.
Well, look, the heat's going to be off of you because we're still talking about Paige.
Okay, good.
And here's a prank idea that I should have kept private.
That's why she's wearing that shirt today on a Friday. Nope.
Nope.
Not today.
Not today. I should have kept this private and kind of tried to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to play it for everybody because it's a great call.
864-241. God, that rear end on her is puckering up right now. Look at her.
Yeah.
She quit salsa dancing, and now she's all looking like Mick Mars stiff. 864-241-4318.
Good morning, you fat Mark and Taylors. Anyway, bottom line is that you guys always talk about toilets, all right? And I'm normal like you guys. It's like I'm regular in the morning. I got to get to whatever it is. It's probably the morning coffee that does it. But I would love, and I'll supply you with anything you want, if Paige is going into her bathroom to shove some black cats, some firecrackers lit with a 6-inch Greenville News newspaper fuse so you can run your ass away and just make her ass with those big ass tits get off the damn porcelain seat in fear and light them off. Appreciate you, mother.
This is like an M80 in the bathroom.
God. I want to hear him say the one part, but I got to play the whole thing.
I tell you, well, let me just say that when I wasn't understanding until much further in what when because he's talking about, like, we talk about toilet slot, meaning, like, you know, number twos and farting and stuff like that.
Farting.
So when he said he would pay whatever she wants to go into her bathroom and fire off a bunch of firecrackers, I thought he was talking about, like, he wanted, like, her going to the bathroom.
I mean, he might.
Okay, here it is. Now think of it in that context.
Good morning, you fat Mark and Taylors. Anyway, bottom line is that you guys always talk about toilets, all right? And I'm normal like you guys. It's like I'm regular in the morning. I got to get to whatever it is. It's probably the morning coffee that does it. But I would love, and I'll supply you with anything you want, if Paige is going into her bathroom to shove some black cats, some firecrackers lit with a 6-inch Greenville News newspaper fuse so you can run your ass away and just make her ass with those big ass get off the damn porcelain seat in fear and light them off. Appreciate you, mother.
So I heard it before he said fireworks. When he said black cats, I had to make sure I didn't hear him say something else.
Okay.
Wow. When he said 6-inch black cats, I'm like, hang on a second.
So I think you've leaped it out. Paige doesn't have any tattoos, he said, with her big tats.
I don't have any.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm not inked at all. Although I want one.
You want a big tat?
Not a big one, a little one.
No. Where would you, like, do you have ideas for real? I'm not trying to set you up for this. But
yeah,
like,
I just want a little cross somewhere.
A little cross?
Did you get a boob tattoo?
No.
See, the cross on the body's weird, especially on the arms. Because
I don't want it upside down.
Ah, exactly.
I want it on my neck.
See, that's like with this right here, like these words right here, no one else can read them unless I like put my arm like this, but they're not for anybody else to read. Notice I said marm.
Marm.
It's one word. It's like parm with an M. And but it's for me to read, you know? But then if you're like, here's my cross, look. But then when your hands are by your side, you're over there with the icy spicy upside down, and you're a Satanist.
Yep.
You got to watch it. It's like having one of them evil live tattoos, when it says live in the mirror, or vice versa. It says live on your arm, but then in the mirror it reflects to evil. That's freaking weird. Like that.
Or it's messed up. It says fear no Levi.
Fear no Levi. No regard.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh. There we go.
It is a service to the community to offer this. I dare say. And I'd love to find some statistics on... I'd love to hear Dusty Rhodes say statistics.
Statistics. What's that word?
Looking at Tony Schiavone, looking at the latest statistics.
What's that word? Talk about numbers, baby. Statistics. Numbers.
Talking about data. Of how many accidents we've saved, relationships. Now, you take how many we've ended versus how many we've saved. I don't know. But it is a way for you to, instead of marching down the hall and slamming the door or going into your boss's office or going in with a crossbow to Mary's last day.
What was up with that?
From that call previously mentioned. You call the FOF line, you vent it, you get it out, and then a few days later, you'll hear it on the radio, and you'll say, God, I can't believe I was that upset.
Yeah, and we've had people thank us because that exists, and they don't lose their job. They don't go in a meeting and yell at people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's the guy we've been hearing about in the clip. He's got he's calling out his ex-coworker at this point because he don't like the way he quit the job. Which, look, I guess he's got a point, you know.
Left him probably doing more work. I've talked about that, but I did that at my actual previous job to this.
You got to really, like, I know somebody that left a job, turned in their resignation letter. They told them, don't worry about it. You can just go ahead and leave.
Well, that happens a lot.
I left at lunchtime on my last day, but the big, like, you know, dagger to the heart was, like, at the end of the day, they had, like, a cake or something for me.
Oh, no.
That sucks. You're a dick.
Harris, turn in your pornos. And
you know what? Go back to salsa dancing and being horny and not calling me a dick.
Kidding.
Hey there, Storm. Yeah, I'm talking to you, buddy. Why you gotta be such a little boy? I mean, you quit. I get it. You can quit your job. Anybody can quit a job. But be a man about it. Don't be a little bitch. Reasons like this is why your old lady cheated on you. Because you act like a little bitch. Be a man. Tell me, hey, man, I quit. Don't sneak onto the f***ing property, hide your damn clothes in the car, and block everybody on social media not answering the text messages. Be a f***ing man, you little bitch. That's why you got to do your little jujitsu s***, so you can roll around with other little dudes and pretend like you're a bad motherfucker. Because a bad motherfucker would have come up and said, I f***ing quit, f*** you, and f*** everybody here, and quit. But no, you didn't do that. You tucked tail and ran. F*** yourself. I'll make sure that no other landscape company hires you.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, man, in my mind, I'm like, wonder what that line of work is. I wonder what it is.
Yeah, now he's going to blackball them. He's got that much stroke and power.
Yeah.
That if another company is in bad enough need for experience, they're going to be like, nope, we're not going to hire him.
That was Mario Monsanto? You think that was him?
It might have been. Arigato, arigato,
Monsanto.
Just don't breathe when you work.
Monsanto, are they from Jamaica? Oh, hey, Monsanto, we killed the water supply.
Hey, I got to cut the grass in the yard, man.
Like, will data centers run on Monsanto poisoned water? What about Lejeune water? Would it run on that?
Ooh, would it run on recycled water? It should run on dirty army water, for sure.
Would it run on sewer water, data centers?
Could they make some that ran on pee? Is that possible?
Wow.
Because I feel like I could keep them going for a couple years.
Seriously, you think about that. You're not only you're flushing down a what is a water source. I'm not even kidding. But you're using more water to do it.
Yep.
We are human data centers, guys.
It's got to be another way to cool all these computers other than water.
Just put a chip in
your skin. I've got an idea. What about ice?
We'll set one outside to guard the entrance.
I nailed it.
Put another by the corner.
No, that's nice. I meant like ice.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
We could.
Matt.
Put a data center in a cooler.
What is ice, Matt?
So here's the guy from last FOF who's like, you know what? If you're a trucker, you don't work as much as me because I'm a delivery driver. This, that, and the other. If you forgot.
Truck drivers are working people. I tell you one thing. Come get a real man's f-ing job and deliver all these damn packages every damn day. Deal with all these customers that we deal with on a regular basis. All the people on the road that we have to deal with and drive the way we have to drive every damn day. You couldn't do it. I've had people that couldn't hack this f-ing job. So why don't you go ahead and get your ass to f-ing work, you loving motherfucker.
Ooh.
He said it.
Coca-Cola loving.
He did.
Fat Boy didn't want to put a brand name in the so he bleeped it.
Didn't want to give him a freebie. Coke he didn't lover. Say Geechee. He said Geechee.
Geechee. The way he said bitch was fun too. Bitch.
Bitch.
Bink.
Well, that was going to be a matter of time before Trucker called, right?
Yeah, because but here's the thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, Truckers, and I'm not trying to goat you to call 864-241-4318. But there are some truckers that just haul, that pull up and get the stuff pulled off for them. But most of them haul it and pull it off with the pallet jacks and do all the rigmarole too. So,
oh, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yep. You got your over-the-road boys. They got to sleep in parking lots.
And you've got dump truck drivers. Dump truckers.
Yep. Yeah. Well, this trucker right here that responds is actually one of those truckers that does the work. All-encompassing. He ain't happy.
Let me give the number. I haven't done it in a minute. 864-241-4318.
Yeah, this is P1. Should have been a stain. I'm calling in response to that card that called in talking about truck drivers don't really work or don't work hard or whatever the hell he said. I just got to say, you may be right about one thing. There are some out there that are nothing more than seat holders. But then there are guys like me that deliver different things on a daily basis. I happen to deliver roof trusses, and I do work hard. I'm not just sitting in a seat all day. And I work, on average, 10 to 13 hours every day. And it's also one of the most unappreciated jobs out there. Even though if it wasn't for truckers, nobody would have a damn thing. So for Mr. Truck Drivers Don't Work Hard and this and that, I just got one thing to say to you.
Uh-oh.
Until you get on my level, you can get on your knees and start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your...
Look at that. That was P1. Should have been a stain.
Oh, my God.
That's too good.
Oh, God. You know what?
I can't.
You know what? We got time to do it one more time.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, this is P1. Should have been a stain. I'm calling in response to that card that called in talking about truck drivers don't really work or don't work hard or whatever the hell he said. I just got to say, you may be right about one thing. There are some out there that are nothing more than seat holders. But then there are guys like me that deliver different things on a daily basis. I happen to deliver roof trusses. And I do work hard. I'm not just sitting in a seat all day. And I work, on average, 10 to 13 hours every day. And it's also one of the most unappreciated jobs out there. Even though if it wasn't for truckers, nobody would have a damn thing. So for Mr. Truck Drivers Don't Work Hard and this and that, I just got one thing to say to you. Until you get on my level, you can get on your knees and start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your
My God.
A nice little tune to it at the end.
I was going to say, like, the harmony that hard work. You can feel like the grizzle of that man through the, not gristle, but grizzle. Just like he's a,
he's a manly man.
Probably got calloused hands.
I like what he said. I deliver roof trusses.
Like, he doesn't sound like a guy who would listen to that style of music.
And he's not in a tiny truck.
That's
not a big one.
It's a Snoop Dogg song, right?
Yeah, I just can't remember which one it was. You can juggle my...
His mother blinking blanks in you. Oh, I'll find it and we'll use it as a page rejoin.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.